campus of Minot State University. Wendy Howe joins us. She is the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Minot. Wendy, good to have you on News and Views.
Nice to be here.
I do not even struggle finding a room in this town anymore. How did you get so many people to say, you know what, I'll build a hotel in your town?
When your occupancy is as high as ours was for as long as it was, those developers are like, we want to build a hotel. And we were, yay, build a hotel. And now we're keeping busy trying to keep them full.
Is it any problem with that? Are you able, I mean, occupancy matters. I mean, the hotel I stayed at last night, it seemed like there were plenty of people there.
You know what? It's a really good mix right now because the occupancy's not bad, but it's in a place where the rate has now gotten competitive.
Okay.
So when you go back to your Canadian friends and you go back to your meeting and convention groups or your sports tournaments, you can say now we have a competitive rate for you where a couple of years ago, it was hard to get folks to come here for leisure because it was expensive.
Okay, forget the big events. Okay, forget the State Class B at the Dome. Forget Norskus Fest. Forget the Minot State Fair. I mean, you're the town of big events. I get that. But if I'm Joel and Sue Heitkamp and Ashley and Brooke are back being 10 and 9 years old, and we want to spend a week in Minot or a weekend in Minot, where would you direct us to? What should we see in Minot to really understand Minot?
Well, you know, we've got families now that the first thing that's on their list is the Roosevelt Park Zoo. And now that that's reopened and all the animals are back, it's bigger and better than it ever was. And so that's the first thing people want to check off their list. We also, depending on the age of your kids, we Lynx Golf Course. We have a full golf course for kids. So they get to learn, they get to swing, they get to putt, they get to have that whole experience educationally of learning how to golf. Get them excited about the game. Get them out and doing something fun. We got splashdown water slides, so if you want to do something inside. And of course, we're going to send you to the Air Museum so you can see the amazing expansion that we have up at our Air Museum.
I've been through the Air Museum here. It's gorgeous.
Texas Flying Legends. I mean, World War II airplanes that nobody sees anywhere home at our Air Museum here. So
free bags of Jelly Bellies.
Absolutely.
You can always find them at the Air Museum here.
Absolutely. Ken Peach handing them out left and right.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of cool things in town. And then, you know, our Canadians, the first thing they say is shopping. I mean, that's what they want to do. They come to Minot to shop. And now we've got some new stores, new retail stores that we've never had before, and that continues to expand. And so we have a lot of tools in our tool belt to get people to come visit.
How do you compare success? I mean, I know that, you know, getting people to town, dollars, a great way is sales tax revenue. But let me pose a question this way, because it was an issue a long time ago. How many hotel rooms do you have compared to like a Bismarck?
We have only 29 rooms less than Bismarck.
Really?
At this point. Yeah. So when we're going to bid for conventions.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. Now when we bid for conventions, we are very competitive because we can hang right with Bismarck. No more is it, well, Bismarck's got way more rooms and they've got this and they've got that. Nope. We've got everything that they've got now.
Okay. So where do you take it from here? I've never met a CVB director that doesn't have a plan for the future of, if Minot had this, do you want a big convention center? Where do you go from here?
Well, facilities is a big challenge for us, and it's something that our board and as the executive director, we're looking at. We're looking at sports facilities. We're looking at convention space, absolutely. And as a community overall, hockey space, baseball space, soccer space, we're looking at as a community, what's our niche? And because you can't be everything to everybody. So what's our niche in sports? What's our niche with conventions? What do we need? And I would definitely tell you that convention space is on the forefront.
I don't think people think of Minot, except people from Minot, and realize that this is quite a strong hockey town. It's got a big hockey footprint.
It does have a big hockey footprint. And the expansion at the Mesa Arena, the addition of the sheet of ice that they're going to put out there is going to be big for us. And some tournaments that we have lost will now come back. And the Minotaurs have great following. So, and obviously, Minot State University and their hockey championship.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop. You know, I mean, we got a lot to be proud of.
Go on Facebook. You can see my new Minot State Beaver that I'm taking home in my Minot State football shirt.
I'm jealous of that Beaver.
I am
jealous of that Beaver. That's pretty damn
nice. I have three grandchildren that are going to absolutely love it when they get home. And then nothing's more fun than watching grandkids fight. And it's staying at Grandpa and Grandma's. I'll tell them that. If people want to know more about the Convention and Visitors Bureau or want to get more information, you know, from you on where to maybe, hey, I'm lining up a convention here, there. The one thing you have in, going for you in, that we don't talk about is location. I mean, you are, I said this before and I got in trouble for it. I believe that the Class B basketball tournament should be either in Bismarck or Minot, one or the other every year. It's the center of the state. It's where people go. You got great roads. You got great, you know, nobody can make the argument about hotel rooms. It doesn't belong in Grand Forks or Fargo. It doesn't. People shouldn't have to drive all the way from Beach to Fargo.
Well, and I think that's where you say, what's your niche? And in Grand Forks, they've got a hockey niche. And in Fargo, they might have the wrestling niche. And I believe you're right. Us and Bismarck have the best location for State B. It's right in the middle of the state, and people love to come to Minot. They love to come to Minot State University for tournaments.
Did you know that Minot State University won in triple overtime over Augustana last week?
I was at the game. I was at the game screaming.
Scott Cattell still has no voice. You know that, right? I mean, he has no voice.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Wendy, thank you so much. Thanks for promoting Minot. Thanks for what you do to get people to town.
Yeah, thanks for being here.